It's early morning on Charles Bridge in the very heart of Prague. Despite the winter chill, the place is thronged with tourists who have braved the elements to sample the splendour of the city's old town. Over the past decade, visitors have been flocking to Prague in ever-increasing numbers. Many have been attracted by tales of the Czech capital's beautiful, well-preserved architecture, which embraces many different styles, ranging from the imposing Gothic majesty of St. Vitus's Cathedral to the Baroque opulence of St. Nicholas's Church. The tourists I've talked to this morning have been very impressed with what they've seen so far.
It's wonderful. Wonderful city. Architecture's beautiful. All of the buildings, they're absolutely beautiful. I didn't imagine them so wonderful. Very well preserved. For the age, it's very well preserved.
For me, it's a nice place. I think it's clean. We like architecture and we like this place. There's a lot of different style as we don't have in Paris.
What we've seen so far has been really nice. We're very pretty, very compact. Seems to be well kept and, yeah, pretty much what we expected, I think, but very nice, yeah.
I just love all the old buildings, all the different colours and, the different heights of all the buildings, and they're all slot together. And just so foreign to what England is like, the centre is just so beautiful. And I like the bridge particularly, all the edges of the ends of the bridge are beautiful. The bits I've seen so far, yeah, they're beautiful.
I think it's beautiful, and everything that everyone told me, I definitely agree with how beautiful it is. So just the antiquity about it, it's beautiful. The churches, I love the churches mostly, and the theater buildings, and the Charles Bridge. It is funny walking down, like, in Wenceslas, and there's all these old buildings, and then there's just, like, pictures for, like, McDonald's or Go-Go Girls and whatever, and it does seem kind of awkward. I mean, I'm sure to the business owners, they're happy because they want to make money, and you can't keep things old forever, but at the same time, it is kind of sad to see things starting to look how they do in, like, America or Western Europe cities.
Ironically, as that last comment illustrates, Prague's burgeoning success as a tourist destination is something of a double-edged sword. As investors rush to cash in on the tourist boom, Prague finds itself in the grip of massive development, with entrepreneurs building hotels, restaurants and other establishments to cater for the seemingly endless stream of tourists now descending on the Czech capital. This development has many local residents worried. Some say it is turning the city's traditional beauty spots, like the Malostrana district or the Old Town Square, into characterless Disneyland attractions. Award-winning architect Jakub Ziegler says the rapid development of Prague after years of neglect under communism is raising some urgent questions as to what direction the city's architecture should take in the future.
There is lack of some concept or some vision, you know, what Prague should be. Should it be Venice? Like the piece of the city, which is nothing new happened, and just tourists coming to the hotels and so on? Or is it the city which develops as, you know, already for 1,000 years is developing?
Martin Kriese is also an architect who is concerned about the direction in which Prague is headed. As a member of the Club for Ancient Prague, which was founded over a century ago to protect the city's beautiful buildings and monuments, he says some recent developments do make him fearful for Prague's architectural heritage.
The problem of monumental care is even older than our club. So I think that will not be solved quickly. And Prague is happy enough that there are still some of monuments that are not spoiled. And they are absolutely brilliant examples of how to put a new life in the houses. And the other thing, there are houses in Letná which have got only facade, and behind the facade there are different windows and different ventilation and different people and different staircase and lifts and so on, and garages and so on. Inside there is the new house. It's rubbish.
Although Prague's municipal authorities are in charge of protecting the city's historical buildings, they receive advice from conservationists at the National Conservation Institute. These conservationists, or pamatkarji as they are known, are meant to work with local authorities and investors on development in listed areas and to make recommendations regarding the preservation of notable architectural features. The pamatkarji have been under intense scrutiny recently, after it came to light that a significant portion of the city's ancient fortification known as the Hunger Wall which dates back to the reign of Charles IV, was destroyed by a developer during the construction of a new hotel. Mishaps like these mean that the Pamatkarji don't exactly enjoy the best of reputations. Considering that many of these conservationists often have to work with poorly paid civil servants while doing their work, Jakob Ziegler says it is hardly surprising that some architecturally dubious projects have been given the green light in recent years.
It's about the quality of the people itself. There are exceptionally very good people, but I think that the general staff of these departments suffer, let's say, the adequate education, and they are not able recognize the quality from the average or from the, let's say, bad proposals. So I think this is the problem, to recognize what is good, what is bad.
Given these criticisms, it is perhaps not surprising that the new Czech culture minister Vyacheslav Jandák has recently fired all the Pamatkarji working at the National Conservation Institute. Unusually, he has said that all those dismissed can reapply for their jobs, but that they must undergo a strict selection process before being hired. This measure could indicate that the minister is attempting to weed out any incompetent officials during the selection process by ensuring that only Pamatkarji with the right qualifications are rehired. If that is the case, it's certainly a move Jakob Ziegler would welcome.
I think the monumental protection here is in quite a good level, but there must be people who are bigger experts to recognize what is necessary to protect. And the monument is not only the old building, but it's also, it must be seen as some quality. And I think this is some fundamental misunderstanding between the architects and Pamatkar, that they see that everything old is necessary to be protected, and architects think that only the good things must be protected. Including their work sometimes, but it's another discussion.
Despite the perceived conservatism surrounding Prague architecture, there have still been some extremely modern developments in the city's historical centre, such as the award-winning Dancing Building by internationally renowned architect Frank Gehry. Jakob Ziegler says inventive architectural projects like this are also important to Prague's heritage, which shouldn't just be about fossilising the past, but reviving the city's long-standing reputation for architectural innovation.
For example, this Dancing Building, there was a lot of rumor, you know, that this building will destroy entire Prague and so on. And I think that as an architect, I don't have like kind of big respect to the architecture of Frank Gehry, but I respect this building as a good architecture. And I think that is definitely not damaging the Prague. And this is the point that, you know, the Prague was always the mixture of various styles, and it was always full of originals. There was original Gothic, original Baroque, original Renaissance buildings and so on. And I hope it will continue. In my opinion, it would be bad if Prague makes some kind of kitschy buildings which repeat some styles, you know, in bad ways. So I think that always is good if there will be in Prague in the future good original buildings and not some copies of something.